The biggest sporting story of the year has been the Australian cricket ball tampering scandal, which resulted in the suspension of three players, Cameron Bancroft, David Warner, and captain Steve Smith, from the sport. Now, an independent review into Cricket Australia has found a win-at-all-costs mentality within the organization was as much to blame for the scandal in Cape Town as were the players on the field. With the first match of the cricket season this Sunday, I'm joined by Dr. Steve Georgakis, Senior Lecturer of Sports Studies at the University of Sydney, to discuss the former pride of Australia, the men's cricket team. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So now, Australia has always considered itself a team which plays hard but fair, but obviously we've become cheating bullies, you know, with this scandal. When did this transition happen from, you know, good and fair to mean and aggressive?
Look, it's probably in the last couple of decades that we've adopted this siege mentality, where the main aim of elite level cricket is to win, and to win at all costs. And there's a motto there that whatever it takes. And of course, we've realised that this has been highly problematic.
And can we kind of pinpoint, an era when it sort of this started this slide over, like the Ponting Clark era, where you had sledging and bowling at the batsman's body?
Look, it probably dates around about the 2000 Olympic Games. This is probably the high point of Australian sport. And during this particular era, we had a cricket team that was clearly the best in the world in all forms of the game. But they took this winning mentality to a very, very high level, and winning was not only about beating the opposition, but also demoralizing the opposition as well, tearing them apart physically and mentally.
Which is quite a different kind of prospect to winning a fair game.
100%.
And the review says that Cricket Australia's leadership needs to take account for the cheating scandal. Do you think that Cricket Australia might need to restructure itself?
Well, it's quite clear that three players have paid the ultimate price, and that's all fair. And we understand the role that the players played in this. But this report goes a little further and says that the problem is also at the elite administrative level. So I suspect some heads need to roll. Mm-hmm. And then once we have a bit of a clear out there, we'll get some new administrators in there. And I'm sure a lot of these issues will be addressed.
Well, we've already had CEO James Sutherland leave, but you're saying that there needs to be some more kind of accountability taken.
Yeah, 100%. You know, some of the players that are involved now, as I said, they're suspended. But clearly this report tells us that at the highest levels of the sport, they sort of like condoned this kind of behaviour. And they knew that it was going on. And part of the cultural issues were based on, you know, what the administrators were doing in the sport. So there needs to be some kind of a clear out there to gain the confidence from the public once again.
And if we kind of move our focus from the organization itself, we can say that, you know, over the past few years, it's been common for people, like the fans, to actually cheer on this, you know, aggressive bowling and sledging and justify it as part of the contest. How complicit do you think the average fan was in the team culture?
Look, I don't think we're complicit to it. A lot of people have been upset by the out-of-control sledging. Most of us that have played cricket understand that sledging forms an important part of the game, but the sledging that was going on was completely unacceptable and had nothing to do with the particular spirit of the game. Mm-hmm. And all of this personal stuff, we don't like it. We're a nation that believes on playing hard, but playing within the rules of the sport. And clearly we haven't been doing that in the last couple of years.
And Steve, the Australian Cricketers Union is going to petition Cricket Australia to lift the suspension and let the three players return to the game. Now, you kind of said this was a good move that they've been suspended. Do you think it would be a bad message if they were to lift the suspension early?
Look, the people that are pushing for the ban to be overturned are the Australian Cricket Players Association, and you can understand that because they represent the professional players, but from a publicity point of view, it would be a bad move. Mm-hmm. I think the bans will stay, and I'm sure there'll be some kind of a response to the report, and hopefully in the next few years we'll concentrate more on the Australian men's cricket team from a point of positivity.
But for the moment, so the men's game and their lack of success, do you think that we're going to have some of our national pride in cricket shift over to the women's team instead?
Look, the women's team is going back gangbusters at the moment, and they're really the flagship of Australian cricket. They're very good. They beat the best teams in the world. There are some absolute great role models in this particular team, but they also play the game within the spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, what cricket is about. They don't resort to any of this, cheating and ball tampering stuff.
So, Steve, with all this kind of going on, how much are you looking forward to the upcoming cricket season?
100%. I mean, I love cricket, and, you know, cricket's a very important institution in our society. It's an institution which is above some of the, some of the negative things in our society. We've mm-hmm. had these banking royal commissions, and we've had all this corruption in politics and all this kind of stuff. But cricket is supposed to be something that sits above that. And the most important part of cricket is, participating and, learning from the sport.
Okay.
And of course, the last couple of years, all of this, sledging and ball tampering stuff, it sits, badly in the Australian public's eyes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And that was Dr. Steve Georgiakis, a senior lecturer of sports studies in the University of Sydney.